talking about the throat chakra today, self-expression on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And, you know, it's funny because I started getting this whole thing about I'll be happy when, which is a different topic and one that I've kind of taught about over the years. And what I realized was when we are in creative self-expression, when we're saying who we are and when we're expressing ourselves with viva, with life, with, you know, abandon, when we're in that state of expression, the joy happens naturally. We don't have to try to get happy. So instead of talking about choosing happiness now, even before you get everything you want, I thought I would do a throat chakra clearing exercise. So one of the things, I guess, one of the reasons I'm passionate about clearing is because I myself have just like gotten so muddy and dirty over the years with all the negative self-talk. And people are surprised sometimes because I'm so happy. And they're like, well, even you have negative self-talk? I'm like, oh my gosh. I just carry it around. It's like, you know, it's like Santa Claus with too many toys weighing down my shoulders. That's a funny way of looking at it. So when we open up our throat chakra, when we unblock our creative and divine voice, we're able to, it's like we're not going to be as self-conscious. Does that make sense? We're going to have more connectivity with source, and we don't need as much external validation. We don't need the gatekeeper as much. When we're in our pure spirit, like I was talking to one of my friends about creativity and how I was going to let it be on my other podcast, and I didn't need validation. Like I didn't say, hey, what do you think if I do this for next year? It was like, I've been shown, I'm doing it, it's happening, I'm engaged. It's a different energy. So that's a carrot. When you clear your throat chakra, you just become yourself and you invite new people into that space of you. It's a very different space, right? It's a very expansive space, okay? So let's just sit together, and this is also going to be kind of a meditation-ish, but I'm not going to go as long as I sometimes go for meditation. So I'm aiming at about 5.5-6 minutes for this one. Whew. So just get yourself kind of sitting straight, with your head over your shoulders. If you are driving, don't close your eyes and don't go into theta. Just if you're driving, just kind of let it roll off you and take parts of it, but don't get as deep into it. Whether you're listening, doing whatever you're doing, do unplug other devices. So don't be doing your social media while you're listening to this, and just allow yourself to experience it at full force to the degree that you're able. And just let it in. And just bring earth energy up through the bottoms of your feet. And earth energy is a blue energy you can invite up, which is also the color of the throat chakra. So go ahead and invite blue energy up through the base chakra, the sexual chakra, the second sacral chakra. Bring blue energy up through the third chakra, the wa, the eye energy, the yellow, and then through your heart. And now, let's just take a nice look at your throat chakra. Just kind of, and I'm getting that a lot of clogginess. Sometimes I perceive the listener's stuff. So I'm seeing a lot of clogged up stuff. I'm seeing a lot of parents telling kids to be normal, not to be the tall poppy, not to stand out for the crowd. I'm seeing a lot of draw within the lines, get a job, be an engineer, do this, do that, you should energy. That is all times when you closed down or gave up. So just let go of that right now in this space. This is a safe, sacred space that we're making here so that you can heal. So just invite your throat chakra now to flow blue energy through your throat area. And go ahead now and expand yourself out up into all the heavens. Expand yourself out, even bigger, nice. And then invite gold, sunlight, energy, golden energy to come from the heavens and just wrap your whole self in it and wrap, gently heal, send healing energy to your throat chakra. Any times you've spoken and then felt uncomfortable, any times you said what you really meant and were thought less of, criticized, all those things have contributed to you shutting down your freedom of expression. Like maybe one time you posted a nice thing about Hillary Clinton. And then there's just like this hatred backlash showed up all around you. It's like, oh my gosh, right? So anytime you've expressed yourself just and been slapped back, just send some healing to those spaces. Know that as you evolve, as you shift your energy, as you shift your, the light of your language, the light of your words, the way that your words come out, the way that you can help people has changed. So you're no longer that 6-year-old. You're no longer that 10-year-old. Go ahead and just let go of all that past crap. Just in one big breath, just ask everything that's not helping you express yourself to leave. You can do a command. You can say, I command that my throat chakra be clear for now and for always. You can ask your throat chakra to open up. If you have a past life as a healer, a knower, a seer, it's possible you've had your head cut off. They used to do some head cutting off of, you know, in the Salem witch times. If this stuff is like bringing up weird memories that you can't explain, just know that you're no longer in any other lifetime where you were killed for speaking your truth. One of my friends / client, I guess she's both, she grew up in Greece, and it was actually possible if you spoke your truth that you could get killed. And so her father said, don't talk. And in that situation, it wasn't actually fake, it was true. You could, at that, this is decades back, she could have spoken a truth even at 12 or 13 and been, you know, basically killed for it. So some of the stuff's not fake, it's not even like past lifetime. It was actually something that you did as a way of bringing yourself back to safety, right? So in this, in the light of that, maybe one of the things that shows up for me is to encourage you to journal. Find a safe place where you can write what's going on. Find a safe place where you can communicate and express yourself and in ways that will not endanger you or your family, right? Yeah, there you go. And just ask a nice healing. We're gonna close the meditation. Thank you all for listening. I love how many people listen to this show. Feel so blessed. Please share it with your friends if they think they might benefit from clearing chakras and clearing energy around themselves. And do one last just nice healing around the throat chakra. Just send it some healing one last time. Very nice. Felt really good. I'm so excited. I wonder what's going to get expressed now. We've opened up all these throat chakras. So good. This is Erica Glessing, and you joined me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And you can read a little bit more of my stuff at energyclearingforlife.com. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, my podcast Done For You program is so amazing. I'm so blessed to be the wind behind the wings of my podcast Done For You program. We launched a new show this week called Why Do Pets Matter? And Getting Over the Fear of Being Fabulous. Two shows, actually, and they both are doing great. So if you'd like to have your show be launched with my help, you can go to ericaglessing.com ericglessing.com. And you can sign up for my complimentary video series. And that's one good way to get started working with me on your podcast. So have a most amazing day. I hope everything goes great. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.